Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 656, and it is your review of The Great Dictator. As always, this is the Nerd Chicano here to host the show along, so my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? We're doing a wonderful Wednesday night.
Happy Valentine's Day to our patrons who are watching this live and early at patreon.com.
Happy Friendship Day, I guess it's called in other countries.
Yeah. Well, in what's it called? In Latin America, it can be said as Dia de San Valentín, which is Saint Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Or you could say El Dia del Amor y la Amistad, which is the day of love and friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Well, happy Valentine's Day to our patrons who are watching this over at patreon.com/nerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode live and early before anybody else gets to watch it. And you're probably asking, these motherfuckers are doing this shit on Wednesday? What? It's like, they must really love their patrons that much. Yes, we do. But Brad's going to be busy on Thursday. So we decided to go ahead instead of making Brad rush home on Thursday till we can actually do the review on, before 10 o'clock my time.
Yeah, Rob watched the movie. So
yeah, I was like, oh, I watched it early because I need to watch what's it called, Kingdom of Heaven for cinema conditions. So that's a 3 hour and like 40 some minute movie.
Yeah,
so,
that's a long movie.
Yeah. But at least after this, I can tell you, hey, Brad, start getting ready for this Seven Samurai episode. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we're doing this a little bit early. But hey, Brad, how are you doing today, man?
Another day at work.
Your knee hurts.
My knee hurts. I dealt with entitled boomers. It is what it is.
You gone to the doctor to get that checked out, man?
It's fine.
So, no. What do you mean it's fine? Did you actually go check it to see if nothing's actually wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. Just skinned it. That's fine.
You skinned it, but like, how did you skin it? Did you like land awkwardly on it? How did you?
So when I hit the ice, my right leg went that way. And then my left leg went the other way under me. And I basically did a split. And my left leg just grinded across the concrete.
If it still keeps hurting for another week, bro, you should probably go check that out with the doctor. See, you didn't pull anything or tear anything.
You know.
I know you'd be in more excruciating pain if it was a tear, but.
Yeah, it's not a tear. So it's just. It was worse one day when I was actually standing on it more. Yeah. But I iced it, took some leave, and. It's been good for the past day.
I know you're on the older side, but doesn't mean that your knee needs to be hurting for this long.
Psh, my knee's fine. I think your generation taking Trin and everything need to wash themselves.
I'm not drinking Trin.
No, your generation.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to outlive everyone.
Yeah. Sure you are, Brent. Well, you have
it. If I don't injure myself or fall off anything, that's. Yeah.
Hey, you've escaped death multiple times at this point.
I mean, yeah. Jesus don't want me for a sunbeam. We know.
No. Yeah. But I worked today. That's all. I worked today and I have some shit that I would like to talk about, but I have to wait until Patreon for that. So I'm gonna go ahead and leave it at that. Let's go, yeah. But worked today. I watched this movie when I got home and
Have you watched anything outside of this?
Started episode 2 of Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
I did see that on
the site. Resources.
Yeah, on the resources.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah. First season and I'm checking it out. I'm waiting for Lulu Wang's expats to finish too so I can get on that. That's next week is the last episode for that, so I'm going to get on that once it's done. But other than that, probably watch a Charlie Chaplin. Watch what's it called? Abbott tomorrow, Abbott Elementary. But
I haven't watched anything. So
yeah, watch anything?
I don't think so. Nothing to report back on. Tokyo Vice drops tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then catch next up on new that. Episode. Yeah.
I have a ticket secured for Madam Web on Friday though.
Oh, Jesus Christ. that looks hard. Yeah. That looks as bad as we thought it would.
So, guys, I'll have you know this. if on Saturday afternoon you see that I post a shorts with a real small review of Madam Web, it means that there is no chance in hell that I'm going to have a full review of this movie out. If by any chance, and this is if there's a miracle in the heavens and everything was aligned correctly, and you see a review called Madam Web drop on Monday next week, it means we have one of the greatest movies of all time in our hands, or it was so bad that I needed to vent out my frustrations.
I'm going with the last one.
Yeah. Now
I'm going with there's going to be a short. Yeah. There's going to be a preview short of him disgruntled, and he's going to think about it, and you know, just think all weekend about it, and just have to make one. That's what Roll is going to do.
Yeah. That's honestly, bro. That's as much as I'm going to tell y'all. Honestly, man, I do not think I'm going to have a lot to say about
it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You already spent your money on it. So.
Yeah, not my money. I use my A-list.
Sony got what they want.
Yeah. My A-list is taking care of this, so I don't got to worry about
it. You still buying popcorn? You still buying a drink?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, they got you. They got you, bro.
That's more for AMC, not for Sony.
It doesn't matter. You're still spending it to eat it in that turd of a movie.
Oh, my God. All right.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to call it a turd of a movie because I'm definitely not seeing it. But turd of a trailer, I will go.
Madam Web and How I Got the Movie Confused with an Adult Film, but 8 out of 10 would smash. Oh, my God. All right.
Thank you, Markiplier.
Thank you, Stacey. Glad to always see you in chat. But I do want to go ahead and get this out of the way before we get out of here. We want to thank you all so much for 500 subs on YouTube. We made it. Guys, that is crazy to me because we have been pushing so hard to get 500 for a while. And we were really close. Like we were at like 470 something for a long time.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting there and we finally got there. We didn't start doing video versions of this for this channel, like seriously up until the pandemic started in 2019 and like 2020, like honestly it was like 2019 when we got StreamYard and then like, actually it was 2020 because what's it called? I moved out of the dorm. So we started doing that. Before that we were trying to do what's it called? A live show with OBS, but it was really bad. And it was so consistently having like an output on YouTube wasn't a thing until like 2020. So almost 4 years later, we did it. We hit 500 subs. So I'm really happy about that. And I thank you all so, so much for that. Brad, you want to say anything about that?
Yeah. Thank you to everyone. I say it at the end of every episode. Thank you to all everyone who listens, all our Patreons. You guys, you know, stick with us. I feel like we've gotten better through the years. And
definitely, so
hopefully, you know, everyone also believes that. Thank you to Stacey, always joining us in chat, giving us someone to, you know, read off, bounce off. And hopefully in the future, we'll have a lot more to do with that. And now that we've reached this very, very high goal of 500, not a lot of podcasts, I don't think, get to that even on YouTube. Yeah. Now it's up to 1,000. And then, as I tweeted, 6 million subscribers and a movie.
Yeah, damn straight. I'm really happy about that, guys. I'm really thankful for that. We're gonna keep growing. I want to get to 1K next, and you know, the next big goal to me, I think, is just getting us monetized on here so we can start playing with that. But Brett has a point, guys. Like we're specifically a podcast channel here. Like all our episodes are more than 25 minutes long. We're not really playing to the algorithm here. You know, usually the algorithm is catching around 8 to like 10 minutes to 15 minutes of a video. We're not really playing to that here. We're doing a lot of long form content for y'all. So I thank you all for y'all who have been sticking around, man. So it's so much fun doing this with y'all. And I hope we get to see 500 more of y'all join. Well, actually, right now, I hope we get to see 499 more of y'all.
Also, watch out for more shorts. We're planning to create some more of those.
Yeah. As part of the 500 subscriber celebration, Raul will have a Manos, the Hands of Fate watch along.
We didn't agree to that, right?
No. But I would like us to do a game night and do like a really nice, cool, like maybe like a 3 hour celebration.
Yeah.
We'll play like we'll play that game that that Julio wants to play with us.
Oh yeah.
Bro, this is actual fucking real movie. What the hell?
Of course it's a real movie. It's Stacy.
It's an hour and 14 minutes.
I mean, we could.
It's on Tubi.
I mean, Stacy, it's on Tubi, so it looks like dirt.
What is this? Hold on, man.
Are you going to read it?
A family gets lost on the road and stumbles upon a hidden underground devil-worshipping cult led by fearsome master and his servant, Torgo.
Torgo?
What the fuck is this,
I love how they don't give the master's name, but they give the servant, Torgo.
Yeah. Well, the master's name is the master.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not like Master Splinter, or like just the master. I've watched a few movies like that, but I don't think
there's a 2015 movie called
on Tubi.
My Hands, The Fate of Manos. It's a documentary.
Wait, there's a sequel?
No, there's not. Oh, no, yes, there is, Brad. Manos returns in 2018.
Yeah, of course.
We'll put a pin on it, okay?
We'll put a star on that.
Yeah, we'll put an asterisk on it, maybe. Okay, I'm not gonna promise anything, but I do want us to do a nice little 500 subscriber celebration here, play some games and stuff. It's a mystery science theater.
3000. I kind of figured. Yeah.
But with that said, we're not talking about Mono State. We're talking about The Great Dictator. And of course, let's go ahead and get this ready, Brad. This is my pick. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading here, Brad. The Great Dictator is a 1940 American anti-war political satire black comedy film written, directed, produced, scored by, and starring British comedian Charlie Chaplin. Following the tradition of many of his other films, having been the only Hollywood filmmaker to continue to make silent films well into the period of sound films, Chaplin made his first true sound film. Chaplin's film advanced a stirring condemnation of the German and Italian dictators Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, as well as fascism, anti-Semitism, and the Nazis. At the time of its first release, the United States was still formally at peace with Nazi Germany and neutral during what were the early days of World War II. Chaplin plays both leading roles, a ruthless fascist dictator and a persecuted Jewish barber. The Great Dictator was popular with audiences, becoming Chaplin's most commercially successful film. Modern critics have praised it as a historically significant film, one of the greatest comedies ever made, and an important work of satire. Chaplin's climactic monologue has frequently been listed by critics, historians, and film buffs as perhaps the greatest monologue in film history, and possibly the most powerful, the most poignant recorded speech of the 20th century. In 1997, it was selected by the Library of Congress for preservation in the United States National Film Registry as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. The Great Dictator was nominated for 5 Academy Awards: Outstanding Production, Best Actor, Best Writing Original Screenplay, Best Supporting Actor for Jack Oakey, and Best Music Original Score. Is Outstanding Production the equivalent of... That was their version of Best Picture back in the day. In his 1964 autobiography, Chaplin stated that he could not have made the film if he had known about the true extent of the horrors of the Nazi concentration camps at the time. stars Paulette Goddard, Jack Oakey, Henry Daniel, Reginald Gardiner, Billy Gilbert, and Maurice Moscovich. And cinematography is done by Carl Struz and Roland Totoro, edited by Will Nickel and Harold Rice. What up, Brad?
I'm just saying Totoro.
Yeah. Music is, of course, done by Charlie Chaplin, but also Meredith Wilson. And released on October 15, 1940, by the way, y'all. That's why we're not doing a spoiler warning here. And it sits at a runtime of two hours and 5 minutes. And on a budget of $2.2 million, it made $5 million at the box office. Yeah. From mostly worldwide rentals. Wow. Oh, that's crazy. Brad, I've long wanted us to cover a Charlie Chaplin film because I'm going to be real honest here. I've always watched clips. I've never seen a fully complete Charlie Chaplin film. The same thing I can say about Buster Keaton. I've always seen clips. I've never seen a fully complete Buster Keaton film. So I felt like, honestly, Brad, we were doing ourselves a huge dishonor here by never covering a Charlie Chaplin film, as he's probably one of the biggest figures of cinema itself. I mean,
I can state that what I know Charlie Chaplin from the best is a clip. It's the train clip.
Yeah. Yeah. And she never got around to it. I never got around to it. So I decided, hey, I wanted to talk about The Great Dictator. And I have to say, for a film from 1940, there is not a lot of movies these days that are as funny and as very spot on when it comes to their satire like this. And I think that it was a fantastic movie. I was laughing so much throughout the movie. And this Wikipedia article is right. That final monologue is one of the greatest, not just the greatest performed, but greatest written monologues of all time. And not just that speech, but the final, what's it called, thing that he says to the woman. And that last line that she says, she just says, listen. And it's one of the best, like, last 10 minutes of this movie of all time and of cinema itself. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on The Great Dictator?
I just want to start off. We've covered quite a few. I would say we've covered quite a few comedies on the show.
Oh yeah.
From Mel Brooks to fuck, I don't know. Name a comedy we've probably done a fucking ton. But I think I can safely say this. This is one of the most important comedies I think ever made in cinema. And I don't say that lightly. I honestly, that's how I feel about this movie, even after a single watch. Charlie Chaplin went in this as... Charlie Chaplin was brave to make this in the first place.
Especially while the U.S. is still in general like neutrality with Nazi Germany.
And it says 1940. This came out, and actually, they were making the movie in 1938.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were making the movie. I don't know if he's writing, making, filming. I'm not sure, but that's what I read. Was 1938 is when like production of this started, and that's when you know the Nazi regime was at its highest point. Like it was favored as the German party, and it was really something to come out, you know, at that time. Like no one knew the atrocities that Germany had made or was going to commit. And so for someone, especially, you know, a very popular comedian like Charlie Chaplin, one of the most popular actors of the day, to come out and do the satire against them, that took brass balls. Like,
fuck yeah, it did.
And throughout this film, you just there's so much weight to this movie, and I don't think you really feel this. You probably didn't feel this in 1940 at the time, but you feel it nowadays, based on the history of all that's happened after, and even today's standards, this still rings true in a lot. Even really, the final speech, really rings true, and more people need to hear that. But again, like I said, I mean, this movie is funny where it needs to be funny. Charlie Chaplin, I didn't realize how naturally funny he was.
He's so naturally funny in a way that like not a lot of actors are anymore. Like it's like you see people try to do this now and it just comes off as like really annoying and it's like really like try hard in a way. But Chaplin is just natural with it, like supernatural.
I mean, the barber scene that was a funny scene. Like throughout the movie, he's just he does stuff.
Beginning,
that's
Brad,
funny
with the fucking airplane.
Yeah,
yeah. Under, he's like, "You want water? Okay."
Yeah. He's like, "Here you go." He's like, "We're out." The plane crashes. It's just, it's extremely funny, and at the same time, you have the humor, you have this, it's like in the foreground of him just putting the Nazi party, he's putting Hitler and Mussolini down so hard. And he's just, the commentary on this, it doesn't go unnoticed. It's right there in your face that, you know, he thinks Hitler is a very feminine, you know, dumbass. And Mussolini is just, you know, a giant egotistical troll. That's how these characters come off. But
who's willing to like be like his Hitler's bitch?
Yeah, yeah. And it, I mean, the one scene where you have Chaplin as the dictator, and he has his right hand man explaining, like, "Yeah, I've risen your desk and your seat, and I've given him shortened his seat, so you're always looking down on him." And that's one of the funniest scenes is this faux Mussolini, like, this chair is very uncomfortable. for the amount of humor it has in it, it's surprisingly true how, you know, that actually probably did play out.
So Brad, he worked on the story from 1938 to 1939.
Yeah.
He began shooting the film 6 days after the invasion of Poland in September 1st. During the 1st to the 6th, that man had to rewrite the script to somehow include the invasion of Poland. Wow. Chaplin, what a fucking genius.
Do you think Chaplin was kind of clairvoyant?
I don't know, Brad. And like, we weren't alive at that time, so we don't know how much, like, if the news were reporting it that day that like Poland was invaded.
Yeah.
So, you know, all I know is that he probably had between like 2 to 3 days to rework that script to have the invasion of Poland be worked into the story.
Well, and I mean, one thing the film didn't even include was, as he states in his autobiography, the concentration camp.
Yeah.
There's really nothing of that in the movie, but I don't even think Chaplin could go that degree of what he thought Hitler and, you know, Mussolini and any other one that dealt with the Nazi party and was on their side did.
Yeah.
But still, the amount of time and effort in the writing in this, and then just to have the skill as a comedian to pull this off. Again, I say this is probably one of the most important comedies ever made. Yep. And I agree with Raul. That last, 10 to 20 minutes of the speech, that's one of the best monologues ever written.
Yep. Ever written, ever performed. It's amazing. I love the music too. Music works so well in this movie. It's a very, like, it just never feels out of place. And I just, like I said, I'm so amazed at Chaplin, man. I'm almost kicking myself that I have never actually seen a complete Chaplin film.
And for this to be a 1940 film, it does not feel like a 1940 film.
No.
This feels like they could have filmed it yesterday.
Also, the movie's 2 hours and 5 minutes. It's paced perfectly. Like, yeah. Which movie did we just talk about? Fucking Glenn Ross.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think it's literally the same amount.
I think it might be. I think it's 1 hour 44.
Hour and 40. I'm sorry. 1 hour 40 yeah. minutes. And it feels way too fast. And it's almost around the corner of what this movie's long as.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such a great movie, man. I really like this movie. I think it's one of the most important comedies ever made. The fucking balls on Chaplin to make a movie that is literally making fun of these two dictators at a time when the U.S. was staying neutral when it came to Nazi Germany's atrocities, which, to be honest, you're looking back, you're like, how in the fuck can you do that? Like, how in the fuck can you sit idly by and be like, we're staying neutral to this, like, we're not part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Chaplin's influence on Mel Brooks and his films and producers. Yes.
I think you see his influence on Mel Brooks probably in all of his films.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks has a lot of similar gags in some of his films, especially Blazing Saddles, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, but overall, for being the first Chaplin movie I watched, I am left. I am left awed.
Yeah,
I think I DM'd you that night, and I'm just like, I don't know what I just watched, but freaking amazing! And Charlie Chaplin's got brass balls.
Yeah, Chaplin's birthday is in April. At the moment, right now, March is of course Kurosawa month because that's his birthday month. But I don't think we have anything for April yet. So if we don't see anything that could like take precedence over April, I think we might just pull an audible here and celebrate Chaplin's birthday with Chaplin month in April. Cause I want to see more now. And I've said it before, guys, we have to cover silent films. Like we've been ignoring silent films for too long now.
We covered one.
Nosferatu. Yep. Yeah. But like, of course, I really want to see now how different it is. Chaplin in his silent era compared to like this sound era films where he was where like you can obviously tell the comedic timing and you can really hear with the energy and with the performance. But
and I'm glad he lived in the time silent and then getting into what are they called, talkies, getting to that point so you can hear his, because he actually has a very decent voice.
Yeah, he's great voice, and he's just Great actor, man. This is definitely shot up to my list of my purchases for the Criterion sale because it is available through the Criterion collection. They have it on Blu-ray, so this is definitely going to be one that I want to watch. I want to buy for my collection, and yeah, I want to see more. I know that there's like apparently there's supposed to be like footage of actually of the production when they were actually making this movie. So I would like to see that because it says in the Wikipedia page that he filmed the speech. He filmed it on the day before the fall of France.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's incredible, man. I really like this movie, man. I love this movie. I think it's perfect, man. I think it's a great movie. And it's one that, like I said, not a lot of movies that come out right now make me laugh as much as this one does. And that's saying something, that's saying a lot.
He's just naturally gifted as a comedian.
Yep. 100%, man. But any final thoughts, Brian?
Stacy has a final thought.
Oh.
Yeah. And with and with Snyder Cut of Nosferatu out, you might have to rewatch it. I don't know what else I could like. Movie's amazing.
I wish I could be a fly in the wall, Brad, of the moments that Hitler watched this twice, which allegedly,
me and Roel were talking this back when I watched this, and it's like, you know, there's rumors Hitler didn't watch this because he didn't like Chaplin, he didn't like American cinema, but there's also rumors that he did watch it. Yeah. He watched it twice. And it just makes you wonder, like, was he going on a full fit of rage after you watched this?
Literally, is Inglourious Basterds. 999999999!
Yeah. Yeah. So, I that's how I like to picture it, that Hitler's in that theater, that it starts up, and you know, Charlie Chaplin walks out in his Hitler attire with his hand like this, very very feminine, like he's holding a fucking tray. Yeah. And it goes just down from there for Hitler, and that's how I want to remember this movie. And I love thinking of that when I was watching, it was like, I hope Hitler just got to see this before he died, just so he could know how much of a bastard he was.
Yeah. Well, man, Brad, what is your final verdict on The Great Dictator?
I think it won't surprise anyone when I say this is a classic comedy. This is a foundational comedy. This is a perfect comedy. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. That's why I'm giving it a 10 out of 10, man.
I'm giving it a 9.75 just because fuck Brad.
Yeah, no, it's a 10 out of 10, man. I love this movie. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen, and definitely, what's it called, one of my favorite comedies of all time. It's just not like this anymore. Like, it's not as natural. It's not as witty and smart.
Maybe Jim Carrey back in the day had kind of a natural ability, but even then, sometimes it felt kind of forced. This Chaplin, just a natural ability to be funny.
Yeah. And honestly, but man,
if people don't agree with us, you know what you can do. You can hit that subscribe button. You can comment to us and we'll comment back.
Yeah. Yeah. And as always, you can keep up to date with us on thenerdcore.com, Twitter at @thenerdcore_, Instagram at @thenerdcore, TikTok at @thenerdcore, Threads is as well as @thenerdcore. And Discord link is in our description below where you can talk to us about The Great Dictator and all that stuff. But of course, if you're watching on the audio, I mean, on the video side of things, please subscribe, become subscriber number 502 and click the notification bell when you're done subscribing and leave a like on our video. Leave us a comment. Tell us, what do you think about this movie? Do you agree with us? Is it one of the best comedies of all time? And yeah, let us know. Recommend us some Charlie Chaplin movies that we can get ready for April maybe. So yeah. We'll look at that. But we always love interacting with you guys and we want to interact more with y'all. We always respond to your comments if you're nice about it. If you're not idiots and you're saying that we're uneducated and we're stupid.
Or ugly. Yeah. That one's always fun.
We're not going to answer, honestly.
No. We're just going to delete your comment.
Delete the comment. Or if it sounds really stupid, we're going to leave it there so you can look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're on the audio side of things, I would really appreciate if you leave a 5-star review on the feed and on your podcast app of choice. And please make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast app of choice as well. And of course, we want to thank our patrons. You can become a patron by going over to patreon.com/nerdcore, where you can sign up for the $1 tier to get this episode live and early before anybody else gets to watch it, like Stacy did, and you get to comment with us. Usually these are on Thursdays. This week was a little bit of an exception. So this goes up on Saturday still. So the patrons get an extra day with it. It's for those of you who weren't here for the live version, you can still watch it early before anybody else gets to watch it on Saturday. So we want to thank our patrons so much. They're the ones who make this possible. Without them, we just can't do it. Brad, we want to thank our wonderful producer, Shane. Where can you find him?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at @thriftedIL or go buy something from the Suppy God at prisoncityvintage.com.
All right, man. And as always, we would like to thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you guys for 500 subscribers and we'll catch you all in the next one. Make sure you check out our latest reviews like Killers of the Flower Moon, Godzilla 2000 Millennium, and Dream Scenario. Those are up right now. So please go and check those out. But for now, Brad, let's get them the hell out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, fuck Nazis. Young Yoda out. Under the sea.